Podcast Network Asia.
Hey guys, I'm Edric.
I'm Joy.
Welcome to Family Unboxed. In this show, we talk about everything family. We talk about the light stuff, the fun stuff, and even the controversial stuff, because our goal is to help see families changed and the world changed one family at a time.
So in a positive way.
Yes, in a positive and good way.
Thank you for joining us, guys. This is our Family Unboxed session, and we are going to be talking about, what are we talking about, baby? Boys?
Entitlement.
Entitlement. Yeah. It's a big one. In fact, why is this a big issue? What do you guys think, boys?
Because I feel like sometimes people, when they become entitled, they lose sight of the needs of others, and they can become consumed with themselves.
That's great. Let's be personal. What areas do you think you are entitled in? Where do you feel like you get entitled? You.
I think I'm entitled, honestly, in areas where I feel like I'm supposed to be treated this way, in like how my siblings should talk to me.
That they should respect.
That they're supposed to respect me. And when they don't do that, I can get frustrated. This is an area of entitlement for me. And it's humbling when I do get corrected by them.
What about you, Elijah? What areas are you, do you feel you're entitled? Or do you feel you can be?
I think as the eldest, I'm entitled to my siblings, you know, respect. And I feel like they should treat me with respect, and they should serve me, and they should give me what I want. And that's an eldest child syndrome. And I guess the other thing that I'm entitled about is that, you know, I expect things to work out even if I'm not 100% responsible or on top of them. So that's my entitlement.
Like, right. How old are you guys? Anna Karina is asking. Oh. Elijah, go. How old?
I'm 18.
I'm 15.
And my beautiful daughter, I mean wife, will not say our age. How about you, babe? How do you feel like in our season we can feel entitled, or you can feel entitled?
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, the things that upset you are usually the areas where you feel entitled.
That's good.
Right. So, for example, when you and I are having a discussion and I feel like you're not talking to me in a kind way or in a sweet way, I react because I feel like I'm entitled to better treatment as a wife. Or if I'm serving the family and I feel like nobody's appreciating me, then I feel like I'm entitled to that appreciation. And if it's not given, then why am I upset? So I think it's a good way to know if you are an entitled person, like, what are the things that upset you? Sometimes I feel like I'm entitled to good customer service. So if I make a purchase or if I go to a restaurant and I'm not receiving good service, then why am I irritated? Because I feel like, hey, I should be treated better. I'm a paying customer. And that is, of course, once again, rooted in pride. What about you? What ways would you?
Yeah, I think for me, the more I think about entitlement, the more I think about expectations. I think a large part of it is how I frame expectations, right? And that is the challenge, is how do you frame these expectations where you feel like, you know, the dividing line between, well, it's your right, it's supposed to be given to you, or versus you're just feeling entitled. For example, I think when you and I were talking about this, my season when I was in TV, right? And it was peaking, getting awards. I was getting even these side awards, like cutest news anchors, remember those things?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would feel entitled. Like when I would go out, we would go places, restaurants, I would feel like, hey, you know what? Don't they know that, you know, or don't I get any special perks or privileges?
Well, I did not like that about you. You were like, honestly, remember I would tell you, babe, I just really pray that you're not going to change.
Yeah.
Because fame or, you know, having platforms, they can really kind of magnify that pride.
So again, expectations. I think that what feeds these expectations is when you get a little taste. For example, the reason I felt that way is because there were some people who said, oh, hey, you know, we want to give you a special table, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, this is great. So then it's like, well, the standard is there. And suddenly you begin to expect it, right? I think that's why I said it can be dangerous in the space of what to expect.
So what would be some ways then that we combat entitlement? Because, for example, if somebody's trampling on your rights and they're abusing you, that's different. Of course, you need to protect yourself.
You have got human rights.
Yeah, you've got mom.
Such
what
as?
Are those God-given rights?
God-given rights, like, well, there's a lot of them, but, like, one of the God-given rights that we have is our own purity. Like, there's some things that people can't, are not supposed to take away from us.
Yeah, like, not supposed to touch you in inappropriate ways or force you to give up your purity. That is a God-given right. That's a good one. That's a really good one. So that's different, right? We're not talking about that kind of entitlement. We're talking about
entitlement where your privileges become your rights.
My dad,
that's a classic example of entitlement, actually one of the UN declarations on human rights.
Okay.
This might be controversial, but it's that everyone has the right to paid leave.
At the workspace.
In the workspace.
Okay.
And that's a very interesting case of what we're seeing today, where people's privileges, what used to be people's privileges, people are now claiming as their rights. They're saying, I deserve this. Even when in the past, you know, people who owned their own farms and took care of themselves and their family, provided for themselves, no one would pay them if they went on leave. So that's what's happening to our culture today, right? We're getting more and more entitled in the sense that we treat our privileges as our rights. And I like what I heard from our pastor yesterday. That's what he talked about.
So for example, like in a home, Wi-Fi is not a right.
Yeah.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege.
Right?
Having a cell phone is not a right. It's a privilege. Having access to internet. But kids these days, even myself, I can be guilty of this. I treat it like it's a right. And when it's taken away, I get angry. Like when we started this digital detox.
Were you angry?
I wasn't angry. I was just, you know, a little bit irritated. I didn't show it.
Withdrawal symptoms. Addiction.
Why were you irritated?
I wasn't irritated. I was just like, you know.
Annoyed?
So annoyed because the thing that I... No, irritated is at a person. Annoyed is at a circumstance.
Yeah.
So I was annoyed that I wasn't able to do the things that I like to do, like online chess again. But, you know, after a while, the way that we dealt with that entitlement is it's also great to experience having it taken away from you. Like in this digital detox, we had that privilege taken away from us. And yet, we're doing better as a family for it. We're having more time together.
Are we?
And we're reaping the benefits. Yeah, even though it's not fun to not be able to do those things, it's also healthy and fulfilling. We get our way all the time. We might live a fun life, but it'll be a numb life. We won't get to experience deeper things.
And I like that. You know, let's jump off from that. I think what I'm hearing from Elijah especially is, I think the danger of entitlement is when we feel like we're supposed to be getting more and you don't put boundaries to that and you just keep going. As you said, it might be nice when you experience those things, but where does it end?
Yeah.
Right? At what point will you actually be satisfied? And that,
I think
that's
overlapping into what you're going to
exactly,
talk about.
Exactly. Discontentment.
On
so
Sunday.
Let's go back. So in the home, you're asking in the home, like how does this happen, right? So for marriages, you remember how we like the principle of lowering.
Yeah, I was just
expectation.
Gonna say that. Yeah.
So raising appreciation. Talk
right.
about that.
I think generally, as a society, we've become
and not just marriages, but even in parenting,
yeah,
family relations.
I think because everything is so instant, you have access to what you want when you want it. We have really dropped our appreciation levels so low
because it's so normal to get everything that you want.
Right. So I think that we need to reverse that and we have to really raise appreciation even for the small things. I think one of the ways to practice this at home is, like, for example, when Eden, you know, he brought me water the other day just for no reason. And I know that in the grand scheme of everything else we do, it's a small thing, but I was really genuinely delighted and I expressed that to him. And I said, you know, Eden, I really appreciate when you do this. And so I think that there's little ways that we can be considerate towards one another in the family, express that appreciation, even for the little things that family members do, which maybe we don't even notice because we're too busy, we're preoccupied, we're thinking about, you know, our own needs and our own wants. So I think that's one thing. It's just really appreciate even the small things.
Eden, thank you for giving me water also.
Because I think we tend to
reverse psychology.
You do also.
I just don't get appreciated like mom said.
Right. Instead of appreciating, a lot of times we criticize, we correct, we demand. So why not do the reverse? And then you create this culture in the family where it's like, oh, everybody feels like they're adding value to each other. They're appreciated. Let's do more of this instead of wanting to take more.
So if you're on the call right now, why don't you say something you appreciate about your family members while we do that? So
Eden,
what do you appreciate about Elijah?
Elijah, you are an amazing tech machine.
Okay. And yet, for mom? Eden, go. Appreciate something for mom.
Oh, are we going to do like...
Go to the mom. Yeah, go.
Mommy, you are always joyful and money.
Really?
Yes.
That's really God's grace.
Daddy, you are an amazing leader and provider.
Oh, I think I like this exercise. Okay, Elijah, you. Eden, appreciate Eden.
Isn't this like forced? This shouldn't come spontaneously.
It has to be forced right now. Remember, motion before emotion. That's another principle. So yeah, go for it now. So what do you
appreciate, Eden? Of course, I appreciate Eden for being very responsible and on top of things. And he has a great sense of initiative and leadership. And Mom has a strong sense of sympathy and compassion, and I like how even when I'm not always right, she understands how I'm feeling and she understands how I see things, and sometimes she'll try to defend that even though my point is wrong to a fault. But I like how she understands how I feel at a deep level.
I think what you're referring to is
and then dad knows how to put things into perspective and be objective and really exercise leadership in the home and put people in their place and guide people to do things they initially don't want to do, but then they'll thank him for after.
We'll cut the R's
offline.
Honestly,
this is really spontaneous, contrary to what Elijah is saying, because we didn't even discuss that we're going to do this. But this is a nice exercise that maybe people can do at their dinner tables, just spontaneously say, hey, let's say something that we appreciate.
You know, we actually do that. We have a time where we ask each other, how can I improve, right? But then on top of asking, how can I improve, we ask everyone,
what do you
appreciate the person that they're correcting at the same time. So
we need to do that again.
Yeah.
Right. No, and the reason we're doing this is what we're learning, right, in dealing with entitlement. So we've acknowledged that, you know, it's present, and each one has our struggles. One of the best ways to overcome it, to help squash it, if you will, would be gratefulness, right? That's what we're doing. It's this idea of, instead of thinking about what I will get, what I'm supposed to be getting entitled to, I think about how I can appreciate. What about thinking about giving or focusing on others? What other solutions do you guys have to entitlement?
Well, can I just add that since we're talking about family, and this is why when children are very young, we don't want to just give them everything that they want, because there's no end to their wanting, really. And they're always going to ask for stuff. And sometimes they feel like, if my friend has it, why can't I have it also?
Yeah.
And this is where, as a parent, we have to remember, if we're trying to teach our children to be appreciative rather than entitled, then we can't just pander or cater to every one of their whims. And we have to set boundaries also. And give them things to look forward to. I remember I was talking to this one mom who said, you know, this tab system that you do, where the kids have to earn points in order to, let's say, get something that they want, rather than, oh, you want this? Sure, I'll buy it for you. So they have to earn it while they do their homeschooling. And when I was talking to her about it, she said, Joy, I don't know if this will work for my child, because I've given my child every possible thing or toy that you can imagine. And I don't know what's going to motivate them anymore, because they already have everything that they kind of have wanted. And so I think this is where, as parents, we have to exercise that restraint.
Right.
That it's actually
very good
for their good to hold back and not just give, give, give.
It's a great question from Hannah. Sounds like a daughter, right? Is saying, I'm your mother, I'm your father, one product of entitlement. How would this be parallel with obeying our parents? And that's a great question. So I'll ask you guys first what you think, right? As far as this question is concerned, then mom and I can jump in. What do you guys think?
Hi, this is Coach Novi and Dan. Come listen to my podcast called I Homeschool. This is a weekly podcast in helping Filipino families to make wise decisions in their homeschool journey. Together, let's find purpose and joy in the process. This is powered by Podcast Network Asia and available on all major podcast platforms.
I won't answer the question directly from the parents' perspective because that's more for the parents. But I think as a child, we need to realize also that we need to be careful that we're not entitled to any special treatment from our parents, and that really the only thing that we're commanded to do is to obey our parents and to honor them. And so I guess I would worry less about, you know, is my parent being entitled in this request that they're asking of me?
By saying I'm your father
or
your mother.
By saying
right?
I'm your father or your mother. And more about is the way that I respond to this request, honoring to the Lord and honoring to my parents in the process.
Right. Mm. That's great. Did you want to add to that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think because we ultimately, when we think about this entitlement issue, we can only do what's within our control. Right, so I don't want to act entitled. And if I'm entitled, please correct me. But I can't force you to not be entitled.
Right.
I can't force them to not be entitled.
Right.
So you can model it. I think you can be a good model to your parents. You know, even if you're a young person, you can still be a good model to your family members. So,
right.
You know, in Timothy, the Bible says that don't let anyone look down on your youth. Because just because you're young doesn't mean that you can't have significant influence, even on your family and your parents, your siblings. So I would first lead by example. Like if your parents, when they're making a command and for you it seems unreasonable, and then they assert that, well, I'm your father, I'm your mother, just listen to me.
As long as it's biblical.
As long as it's biblical, then say, okay, mom, you know, I'll obey. Here's my perspective on it, and I feel bad that you know, you're forcing me to do this, but I'm going to choose to obey, and I just want you to know that I'm going to honor you.
Right.
And, you know, when you frame it like that, and when it's that posture is to honor them, then all of a sudden your parents also, their hearts, they'll be like, you know what? I think that my child or my daughter or my son, they're really learning how to be more mature,
right.
And I can trust them with even more responsibility, give them more flexibility, because they're demonstrating such a high level of emotional and spiritual maturity.
Right. Now, let me just jump in. That's where the parents stand. But now, for all the parents that are listening to this, obviously, I think the fact that you have to assert that you are the father or you are the mother in asking your children to do something says that there may be things that we need to also ask ourselves and regroup, right? Number one is, why do we have to assert that we are the father and mother? I think we've covered this in other areas about discipline, right,
mm-hmm.
and relationships. If you have to actually assert that, then there's, I think you need to take a step back and ask, is the way you ask these things of your children, one, in the context of a great relationship you have with them, and two, is it in the context of a good disciplining relationship you also have? Because that's part of the relationship, right? So if it is, you're asserting yourself, I'm your dad or your mom, because you're trying to discipline or correct the behavior, then maybe the manner is wrong. Maybe you need to ask yourself, is the relationship I have with my child such a way that I need to compensate when I am disciplining versus because the relationship is so secure, I can do things like, hey, anak, do this and they better obey. If not, there's a consequence. We call that one command, obedience, right? So, and there's a whole other space we can cover there. But that's what I would do. To the parents who are here, if you have to assert and state that because you feel like, you know, I'm entitled, I'm the dad, I'm the mom, you better do what I'm saying, then you may want to review and say there may be something wrong in the actual relationship or in the way you're enforcing discipline that is forcing you to compensate in that way. So let's move on. Maybe we can ask as we wind down. Let's wind down already here. There's no more questions there. Yeah, go ahead, Mina.
Yeah, so I wanted to say also along the lines of being thankful versus being entitled, like my dad shared earlier. An exercise we do as a family is every Christmas, instead of focusing on, you know, what can I get for myself? What our dad and mom make us do is they ask us, what can you do for others? What can you get for others? So every Christmas, our parents give us a small budget and we use that budget to buy presents for each of our siblings. And this helps us not focus on, you know, what am I going to get for Christmas? But it helps emphasize how, you know, instead of being entitled, instead of it all being about you, focus on the giving. And I think this is an exercise.
And have you enjoyed that?
Yes.
To be honest, you know, you enjoyed
it's very
that?
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun when I can get around to buying the presents. Because I'm not a shopper myself. Yeah, you'll go on Shopee for hours looking for presents for a seat.
I think you also find creative ways to combine, right?
Yes.
You talk about that.
Yeah.
I think because what Eden's saying essentially is each of the kids have to think of what's my brother, what's my sister like? Instead of
what,
this
do, they like?
What
yeah.
do they like? What do they
like?
And to focus on, oh, I think that this would really bless them, this would make me happy. And there's a delight that comes with that, you know, when you can be a blessing to somebody else. And so I think I would just like to extend what Eden is saying. That attitude of thinking about how you can be a giver rather than a taker is something that we should all practice in this family, right? Because it's not just about giving presents at Christmas to one another. But in all our dealings with each other, besides being appreciative, how can we also be a blessing, right? Like, Eden, when you choose to bring me a glass of water, that's thinking outside of yourself. And it's so thoughtful. Or when you guys, instead of one person, because whoever's last at the table, we have this rule. If you're last at the table, you have to clean up the table.
And we're going to review that
rule. Because everyone just like almost chokes on their food.
We don't have a pleasant meal anymore. They're competing. They're
no.
first. So
it's pleasant until the last.
The last. So I'm saying that because I've really been so blessed when I've observed that instead of leaving the person who's last to clean the table and to clear it, the kids will say, okay, but let's just all do it together.
Who started that?
Did
who commanded?
Because you're the father.
Right.
No, so,
I am the father.
So I think that that's another way, right? When you look past what you need to get done or what's important to you, what you're entitled to. Hey, I finished earlier, so I don't have to be here to help. But then you're saying, hey, you know what? Let me help. I'm going to help sweep the floor or clear the table, wipe it. And then once again, then you're starting to change the culture of entitlement.
We talked about two very important G's, what I've heard from you, in terms of entitlement, gratefulness and giving, right? Focusing on others.
Eden mentioned giving.
Yeah, you guys mentioned giving. Any other final thoughts on entitlement as we wind down our
question?
Question. Okay.
Can we go in?
Good. The family members have strong opinions regarding entitlement, saying that they deserve it because they're older. How can you make them understand when they are sometimes close-minded? So I think... Yeah, you guys want to speak to that?
I think this might not be directly connected, but my mom and dad were talking about earlier how you need to raise appreciation for everyone. And I feel like if some people in the family are treated differently, like they're loved more, or some people are treated less, they will start becoming entitled and start saying to themselves, you know, I deserve this because my parents treat me this way, which is why I think fundamentally, you have to make sure that as parents, although I might be saying this wrong because I'm a child, but you need to make sure that with all of your children, there's equal treatment so that even if somebody's older, they don't start saying to themselves, you know, I deserve this because I'm like this or so and so.
Yeah, so I think it goes back to our role modeling as parents. Are we modeling that gratefulness, that giving attitude? But at the same time, are we communicating to the children like, collectively, you know, we all sit you down and we tell you guys, look, the younger ones, you should respect the older ones. But the older ones, you look out for the younger ones.
Respect the older,
serve
the younger. So the older children are expected to serve the younger children. And the younger children are expected to respect the older children. That's how we maintain, you know, there's privileges that come with being older, being more mature. But there's also an obligation to serve, so it's balanced out.
Right.
The oldest are supposed to serve the most.
I think what's very important there, related to this question, is how do you assert that? So let's say that's in place for our family, right? You're not gonna. I think. Do you think it's entitled if you, as the older, would say, "You better respect me because I'm the older. Respect me," or how your sisters will say, serve me because I'm younger"? Is that entitlement? That's what they're trying to say here.
They actually do that.
So no, is that entitlement? Is that wrong? Can that be corrected?
I think. In that sense, as an individual, if you're watching this, then yes, ask yourself, are you being entitled? But you can't control the entitlement of other people. And the best that you can do is encourage gratitude, encourage, you know, thinking of others more important than yourself by doing it yourself. And if you're the one who's always demanding and you're not the one who's always giving, then you need to change that in yourself.
Right.
And you're being entitled in that way. So if you're asking, you know, for people to serve you without respecting them, then you're being entitled. And if you're asking for people to respect you without serving them, then you're also being entitled.
Right. And I think just like in marriage, we talk about this, right? You know your role. I know my role. My job is not to police you and force you to do your role.
Yeah.
You better do this to me because this is your role, right? It should be, what is my role? And I'll focus on that. And I think this is a good place for us to put the 50 plus 50, right? So we continue to talk about roles. It's not 50 plus 50 equals 100. Hey, you know, you're the younger, you better serve me. If you do that, then I'll do this 50 plus 50. It's 100 plus 100 equals 100. So instead of focusing on the entitlement, what you should be doing for me because I am older and you should do this for me, instead focus on what should I be doing towards you. That's the solution that I think that can help squash this entitlement that is present.
I want to share this for maybe Lodge, you can share it, right? This one.
Office first.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And this is how we'll close. Let's close.
I actually wanted to.
Philippians, go.
So for entitlement, this is the verse, right? It's Philippians 2, verse 4 to 6 to 7. Yeah, I'll do 4 to 7. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, although he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, being born in the likeness of man.
Nice.
So that's basically saying, you know, Jesus...
Others.
Jesus had every right to be entitled to everything.
Well, yeah. Jesus, J-O-Y. Jesus, others, you.
No.
Right?
Because it's
Jesus,
God.
Jesus had every right to be entitled to everything as God, as a perfect person. If there was anyone who could have been entitled
should be.
And deserved being entitled, it would have been Jesus. How much more we? Because Jesus was so selfless. He wasn't entitled to anything in his life. He gave his own life up as a ransom for us.
That's amazing.
And so how much more should we? As imperfect people, not expect anything from others, right?
Yeah,
and that's basically
almost,
what
yeah,
that
is. So it's really that posture of humility,
yeah.
Right? That ultimately our model is God. If we don't see it in our family members, because we all live in imperfect families and we struggle, like, how come I should do my part when everyone else is not doing their part? Everyone else is acting in a certain way that's negative or entitled. Why should I try? And I think ultimately that's why we look to Christ's example.
Oh.
And we see, well, if God did this for me, he humbled himself to be a bondservant, to be man, so that he could give his life for me, then I should have that same attitude. That's why it says, have that same attitude that was in Christ Jesus.
So we actually do it for him, not for the other family members.
Because,
so
because other people, you know, you can think about it this way. You can say, I'm not going to be nice to my family members. I'm not going to show them grace. I'm not going to show them love, appreciation. If they're being mean to me all the time, if they're so, always so angry with me, they don't deserve my gratitude, they don't deserve my appreciation. But I like what Dad said, we need to change our perspective and realize that when we do this, when we serve others and look out for the interests of others more than ourselves, we're not doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for Christ,
right?
And we're doing it to follow his example.
Awesome. Awesome. So thanks for joining us, guys. We'll catch you guys again next week. Today we learned about entitlement, and next week is a surprise. Say bye, everybody. Bye, guys. Thanks for joining us.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.